Chinese, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the search for a job for Abner's father continues unsuccessfully. And by now, Lum and Abner have just about exhausted all the possibilities they can think of. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot 'em down store and library discussing the situation.
Listen. Annie's Abner, I don't know where else to look for a job for your papa.
I don't either.
Something seems to happen every time we line up something for him, looks like.
Yeah. That Grandpappy Spares, he snuck over and got that timekeeper's job at the war plant the other day. Then Papa couldn't stay awake long enough to get that job at the racing board.
Yeah, by the time he woke up, somebody else had it.
Mm. It still seems like, oh, somebody around here ought to be able to use an extra hand, Lum.
Yeah, you'd think so. I don't know who it'd be, though. He can't do no heavy work.
No. Yeah, Papa might be out buying himself a job today.
Oh, he couldn't do that, hardly.
Well, he might be. I talked to Elizabeth on the phone a while ago, and she said Papa taken out of there early this morning and ain't been back home since.
Yeah, he's more likely just sitting around a barber shop or summers like that.
Yeah, could be.
He couldn't get himself a job because he don't know the right people for that.
The right people?
Yeah, I mean the business executive kind of people.
Oh.
Type of fellas that hires folks.
Yeah.
He just knows them old cronies of his, and they're all retired, you might say.
Yeah, you're right about that.
No, I'm afraid finding a job for your papa's going to be as hard as hunting for a needle in a haystack.
Yeah, I admit it ain't hunting for what?
For a needle in a haystack.
Who's doing that?
Nobody is. I just said that finding a job for your papa's
Well, that ain't
as hard
much of a job for an old man, Lum, starring around in a haystack trying to find a little old bitty needle.
Well, I never said it was.
Well, what did you suggest it for, then?
I never suggested it. All I meant was that trying to find a needle in a haystack is a hard job, isn't
it? Well, of course it is. And I don't know who'd pay a body to find a needle in a haystack anyway. Somebody's lost a needle, why, it'd be a heap cheaper for them to just buy a new one. Them things don't cost much.
Well, I know they don't, but what I'm...
Of course, I admit it'd keep Papa busy for quite a spell. But I'd rather get him something where he can make a few wages off of it, Lum.
Listen, Abner, that's just an expression. I never meant that nobody actually went and lost a needle in a haystack. Of course not.
And you was going to send Papa out there to hunt for it when you knowed all the time there weren't no needle there. Lum, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, now, wait a minute.
I don't, because that's a low down to this one trick I ever heard
of. Oh, for goodness sake.
I'm going to tell Papa not to go, too. Tell him not to listen to you. Facts is, if you just as much as mention the word haystack around him,
Lum. Well, I ain't going to mention haystack or needle, neither one.
Well, don't do it. That's unkind.
All I meant was that it's going to be hard to find your papa a job.
Well, it ain't that hard, though, that you have to trick him into something like that.
I weren't aiming to trick him.
Well, that's a trick sending a feller out to look for a needle in a big old haystack when he ain't none there.
Grannis, ain't you never heard that expression? Lots of folks uses it.
They do.
Why, sure. They all say that when they're talking about something that's hard to find. Impossible, you might say.
Why, sure it is. Feller'd put his eyes out looking for something like that. Them needles are hard enough to find around the house. Of course, I found one pretty easy the other day, though. I sat down in a chair where Elizabeth had been sewing.
Yeah, well, just let the needle...
Besides, I'd rather get a higher-class job for Papa Lum.
Well, I don't blame you. But I still say it ain't going to be easy.
No.
Be as hard as looking for a needle in a... never mind, I'm sorry I said that.
If
he could get in with Ezzy Seastrunk and Walt Bates and all that crowd, he'd have a lot better chance, I can tell you that.
All right, Dogus, I believe I got it.
Well, good for you. What is it?
Why, just take and burn it down.
Burn it down?
Yes, sir.
Burn what down?
The haystack.
Huh?
Then you could sift all the ashes through a screen wire and you'd find that needle easy that way.
Oh, for pity's sake. Are you still talking about that?
Well, the hay wouldn't be no count no ways, Lum. Body wouldn't want to feed it to his stock with a needle in it. Just ruin their stomach if one of his cows happened to get a mouthful of hay.
Abner, if you say needle one more time, I'm going to whop you right square on top of your head.
What, Lum? I was just trying
to... Wait a minute. There comes Cedric Weehunt.
Cedric?
Now, don't tell him to go around setting fart of no haystacks, because he'll do it.
All right. But if that needle means so much to somebody, I don't see why they don't go out there.
Wonderful
to...
world.
Hey, howdy, Cedric.
Hello, Cedric.
Come on back.
Boy, have you saw that car?
Huh?
Boy,
So what car, Cedric?
Well, bound you, that thing's longer than a Labor Day speech. Boy.
Whose car are you talking about, Cedric?
Well, I don't know whose it is. Some new feller in town, I think.
Oh, new feller, huh?
Yes, Mom. He's staying over at Sister Simpson's boarding house, I think. Just moved in last night, I heard.
Well, I do know. He's got a big fancy car, huh?
Boy, you ought to see it. Got a chauffeur driving it for him and everything.
A chauffeur?
Yes, Mom.
Doggies, he must be rich.
Well, what's he doing in town, do you know, Cedric?
No, Mom, he come here on business of some kind, I think. Leastways, Papa heard that from somebody.
What was a chauffeur wearing a uniform, Cedric?
Oh, I don't know. He had a little cap on, though, I know that.
He did, huh?
Sort of like a policeman's cap only.
Doggies.
Sort of.
There's something I've always wanted to be, a chauffeur. Get to wear a uniform and just ride around the car all day long.
I'd love to have a chauffeur.
Huh?
Wouldn't want to be one myself. I sure love to own one of them long black limousines and have a fella to drive me around in it, though.
Oh, no, yeah. Hey, he's staying over Sister Simpson, you say, Cedric?
Yes, Ma. That
doggy's lump. Let's call up Sister Simpson and find out all about this fella from her.
No, Abner.
Well, she'll know about it.
Don't go letting your curiosity get all roused up. Ain't polite to go prying into another feller's affairs that way.
Well, we wouldn't have to just come right out flat-footed and ask her nothing about him, Mom. Just sort of give her a little hint and then just sit back and let her do the talking. She'll tell you all you want to know.
No, that's just plain out-and-out gossiping.
Yes.
If there's any one thing I can't stand, it's a gossip.
Huh? Yes.
Yes, sir. That's one of the main things I got against women folks. Always have to stand around gossiping about everybody they know. And half the people they don't know.
Yeah, well, I won't call her. I'd still left to know about him, though. Cedric, whereabouts did you see this feller's car? Over in front of the boarding house?
No, Mom, it's down by the barber shop.
The barber shop?
Yeah, there's a big crowd standing around down there looking at it.
Oh, say it, Mom.
They're marking their names on it where the dust settled on.
I believe I'll go out and make the delivers now, Mom.
Now, you've done made them already today.
Oh, dead blame it. That's right, ain't it?
Besides, I don't want you to go down there and stand around gawking at that car and the chauffeur. The way you act, a body'd think he's brung up in the country.
I weren't going to gawk at it. I'd have glanced at it when I went by, but that's about all. Ain't the nothing country about just glancing at a car, is he?
No, but them glances of yours takes at least an hour and a half.
Oh.
Well, I don't reckon the car's still there no ways, Mr. Abner.
It ain't.
No, Mom, that fella's more than likely done in the barbershop by now.
What was he getting a haircut from old?
Yes, Mom, he was having a shampoo and a massage and that vibrating machine on his head and shoe shine and everything.
No.
Getting the whole works.
He must be a millionaire. That feller might be worth, any number of $1,000, you know it.
You think he's out of the barbershop by now, Cedric?
Yes, Mom.
And he's, I believe I'll call Mose.
Call him?
What's that ring down there, Abner?
You see, it,
Never mind, I just recollected it.
Well, what are you going to call Mose for, Long? You going to ask him some questions about that rich feller?
Yeah, sort of.
Well, wait, though. I thought you said you hated and despised gossiping.
Well, when two men talk together, it ain't gossiping.
Oh.
Just when women folks does it. Hello? Is that you, Mose?
I never knowed that before.
This is Lum Edders. Yeah, I understand you have a new customer down there today.
You might not gossip, believe
me. Yeah.
Know all he has to know about this.
Yeah. What'd you find out about him?
There he goes.
Detroit, huh? Yeah. Uh-huh.
What's he saying, Mom?
Granny's. Well, that must have been a mistake. Come out and told you to keep the whole thing, huh? For pity's sake.
What'd he do, Mom?
Oh, yeah, he must be.
Must be what, Mom?
Well, what else did you find out?
Mose,
nothing.
I have to spend all the time doing the talking
myself. If you find out anything, Mose, let me know.
Get to asking the feller a bunch of questions.
Yeah, I will.
He was bragging to
me. All right. Much obliged, Mose. Goodbye.
Who is he? What's he do? Where's he from? What
well,
Mose
wait a minute. Not so fast.
What's he in Pine Ridge for?
Well, Mose never found that out.
Oh.
About here, all he ever learned was that the feller's from Detroit, and he's out here on some kind of business, and he's showing up rich.
Rich, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know what he done? Give Mose a whole dollar for a tip. Told him to keep it, too.
A whole dollar?
Yes, sir. What Mose said.
Doggy, there's either the richest one humming in the world or he's touched in the head one.
Hey, there he goes. There he goes. Look out the window, Mr. Abner. There's the car.
Oh, my goodness alive. My doggies, look at that thing, Mom. Look there. He's slowing down, too.
Goodness. Maybe he's stopping here.
He reckons so.
More than likely coming in to see me about you.
Yeah. No, wait a minute. Stopping across the street there.
Oh.
Must be going into Dick Huddleston's place.
Oh, yeah.
Well, for the land's sake, look at there, Mom.
Hmm.
That fella must be ailing. The chauffeur has to open the door for him, poor fella.
Well, he ain't ailing. Chauffeurs are supposed to do that.
Come on, Mr. Abner. Let's get over there before the crowd starts.
Yeah, let's get in the front row, Sandy.
No, now, don't go rushing over there.
Well, now, Lom, I just want to go.
Look how he's smoking that cigar. Mm. There's a big executive if ever I seen one. That's the kind of a feller I'd love to get in with. Get in solid with him.
I believe there's somebody else getting out of the car, too. Yeah, somebody getting out.
Must be his partner. Found you, he's a big executive, too.
Well, for the land's sakes, look there, Lom.
What's the matter?
That other ain't no executive.
Huh?
That's Papa. That's who that is.